a few things before we go from yesterday. We had over here that if you have four people, you could say Baruch Hu, and really they're equal, but since there's an inyan to include yourself, it's better to say Nevarich. The Machlokas, with the Mogen Avraham and the Bach, but if you only have three people, can you say Baruch Hu? He said, instead of Nevarich, he said Baruch Hu by three. By four, Bavada Yotze, because the Gemara says that it's just Adif. But the Bach holds that by three, you're not Yotze, because there's no three people to say Baruch Hu to. And the Mogen Avraham says, even there, B'dieved you Yotze. Tosis also brings down that the proper Nusach of Birchas Hazimun is Nevarich Elokeinu, and not Nevarich Lelokeinu. He says, Lelokeinu is only when you're singing Shira to the Rabban Shalom. Then you say Lelokeinu. When you're blessing the Rabban Shalom, you're not blessing to him, but bracha means, the Tosfos doesn't say this, this is the obvious idea, bracha means an increase. So you want that shefa of the Rabban Shalom to increase, you're not blessing to him, you're blessing him, meaning that his shefa in the world should increase. What's it called? Okay, we had this yesterday, we said already what it was. Okay, there's machlokas also whether the Mevorech also says Uvetuvo Chayenu or Chayinu, or only the Onim. So the Bach and the Taz hold that only the Onim say, that's how we say it. And the Marshal says even the Mevorech says Uvetuvo Chayenu. Okay.
At
the same time? What? No, they do when they, yeah, when they, what's it called? He says, what's it called? Baruch Shochalnu Mishalov Tivo Chayinu, and they answer also Baruch Shochalnu Mishalov Tivo Chayinu. Okay. Shaila, whether you have to, what's it called? But since it says over there that Rav Chama was, what's it called, was looking around Bedafka to have 100 or whatever, that for us is an Indian Bedafka to have 10, to look around for a, what's it called? For a mezumin, bedafka to look around the tour in Shulchan Aruch. So it's an inyan to try to have a minyan if you can. But the Vush says that's only if you have seven. Then there's an inyan to look for another three. If you don't have seven to begin with, there's no inyan to look around or whatever. Okay. Okay, the Rosh holds that somebody benched already. We said he's mitzarif for Zimun also. He does not Yotze, because ain't Zimun l'mafreya, but they're still Yotze with him since l'maisi ate with them. And the Rosh says it's only one person. But if two already benched out of the three, then there's no more mezumin. Maimer Mordechai says if you have four people, right, and two of them already benched, but you have two more, then they could still count one of those two to what's it called to bench. Okay, and the Elul Rabba says even by 10, if three people bench, you could still be mitzarif them and bench Bashem. Okay, even though the Mishnah says that by 20 you can split up because you have two groups of 10, but like Chaim said yesterday, there's still an inyan of Barobam Hadras Melech, so it's still better not to split up. Al Zimun you could split up. But Barobam Hadras Melech, Mogen Avraham says even by 6, the halacha is like that, but the Prima Gadam argument says no, the whole inyan of Barobam is only where there's a minyan at least. And more than that is Barobam. But when you're talking about 6, less than a minyan anyway, whether it's 3 people or 6 people, is not called Barobam. Right here. I don't know. There's a mashma that one person should say Kiddush anyway, because since you could be motzi, it's better to say it here, since they're all saying the same thing anyway. It's not a question of everybody saying it for himself. You have a mezumin. Right? It's just a question of you have a bigger mezumin or a smaller mezumin. That's not called Barobam. But here, the question is everybody saying it alone, one person. or saying what's it called together, then it's better to still say it together, Mishnah. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Nun Namar Aleph. Gimel Shoach Lukachas, Einam Rishoyim Lechalik. If you have three people ate together, they can't split up because they are Mavakul Mazumin. The Chain Dalit, the Chain Chamisha. Same thing goes with four and five. Shisha Nechlokim, Arasora. From 6 to 10, they could split up into two or three groups. The Asora Einechlokim, Adchot. Once you have 10, you can't split up until you have 20. Then you have two groups of what's it called, of saying B'Shem Hashem. Shtei chaburo shoyu ochos v'bayis echot. If you have two groups of people eating in the same house, meaning in the same room. Bizman shemiktsosin roin elu es elu, har elu mitstarfin lezimun. If some can see some of the others. In other words, you have two people in one room, in different parts of the room, and not everybody who's eating in this group can see the other group, but some of the people can see some of the people in the other group. Right, then they can be mitzarif together, and they're considered like one group. If not, if nobody from this group can see the other group, then each one benches by themselves. You don't make a brach on wine until you dilute it with some water. You can make a brach on wine even undiluted. And we're talking over here by their kind of wine, which was very, very thick. It was like syrup. So Rabbi Lezer holds it's not really drinkable as wine. It's like a syrup before you dilute it, and therefore you don't make a bori pri hagetam, but you make a bori pri ha'etz on it. It's not the kind of wine they made a special bracha on. And the Chachamim hold no, even if it's undiluted, we'll see. Since it's usable, it's still called wine. You make a bori pri hagetam. Rashi. If they split up, they won't have a mezumah. You can't split up if you have four. Three of them will bench mezumin, and the fourth one will bench by himself. He also has to be mezumin. Now, it's not just the other three. He also has a chiyuv of zimun, so he can't split away from them. Shisha nechlokim, today zimun lakan, and today zimun lakan. By six, you can split up. There's three here and three there. Ad asora, aval asora ein nechlokim. Ten can't split up. Tischaivulu bezimun haskaras Hashem. Because they have a chiyuv to say Shem Hashem in their mezumin. They split up. There's not going to be enough people on either side to say Shem Hashem. Ad she esrim, v'oz yichalkum yirtzu l'shtei chaburos. Still is 20. Then if they want, they can split up into two groups of 10. Okay. Maiko mashmalon, tanina chadazim. What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? We already have a Mishnah that tells us that three people who eat together have to remain together to be mezamin. Shlosh yishoch l'kachas chayovim mezamin. They have to say a zimun. That means that they can't split up and bench without a mezumin. So what's this Mishnah adding? Hakamashvon. Ki hadomer Rabbi Abba Bar Amar Shmuel. It's coming to tell me this case. Chiddush that Rabbi Abba Bar Amar Shmuel said. Shlosha shiyoshvu lechol ka'achas. Fadayin lo achlu. Ein rishoyin lechalik. Three people sat down to eat together and they didn't eat yet. Right, we'll see one second what that means. They didn't eat yet. They can't split up. Okay? Even if they sat down, they already, what's it called, made a motzi. That's for sure. They already made a motzi. They can decide not to eat. But if they started making a motzi, even if they didn't eat anything, according to some shitas, right, they have to, what's it called, and then they change their mind that they don't want to eat together. Since they sat down together and they already made the motzi together, they have to bench from a zumo. Others hold that at least they started eating less than a kazayas. They didn't eat a kazayas yet, together. Right? Still they can't split up. Once they ate something, right, even though they didn't eat a kazayas, they have a din of a chabura and they have to bench from a zumin. Loshan acher, Omer Rebbe Abba, Omer Shmuel, Hachiktani. Gimel shiyoshvu lechol ka'achas, another chiddush, that's possible. Three people sat down to eat together. Afal pishu kol echad echad ochel mikikro. Even though they're not eating from the same, they're not eating from a common source. Each one has his own meal, his own bread, his own sandwich. Right, three people at lunchtime in a factory, and each one opens his own lunchbox and eats his own food. So they're not eating together from the same food at the table, they're eating their own food. Einan Rishayim L'chalik. Still, they have to bench from a zumin. Even though they're not eating commonly, each one's eating his own thing, since they sat down together, they have a din of a chabura. Inami, ki hoda Rav Huna. Domer Rav Huna, shlosha shabo, mishlosha chaburos. Einan Rishayim L'chalik. If you have three people who came from three chaburos, they can't split up either. What happens is, like the Rashi, there's different ways of learning this. We'll learn Rashi now, and if there's time, we'll go back and see the other pshatim. Rashi says like this: Shlosha shabo mishalosh chaburos, ukin mesayim rav chista, shabo mishalosh chaburos shal gimel b'nei adam b'chol chabura, v'nischaivu elu b'zimu. Okay, what happens like this, yet right way Rashi learns. You had three groups of three that ate together. So they were chayiv mezumin. And then one person of each group, left the other two stranded, right? But they now formed a third group to finish the meal. Right? Each one went away from the group that he was in, and they sat now together, what's it called? So each one of them was mechuyav a mezumin from his original group. Even if they didn't eat anything now together, since each one is chayiv b'mezumin individually because of the group they came from, they can bench now b'mezumin. Okay. V'omed echad mikol chabura v'nitztarfu shlosh l'chabura achas chayovin l'zami. They have to be bench b'mezumin. They can't break up. Shekvar hukvu, because they already had a chiyuv of mezumin on them. V'afilu lo achlu elu hashlosha. Even they didn't eat anything together. The stam were sitting together, they form a chabura to bench, they didn't bench yet, so they bench now, but mezumin, even though they didn't eat together bichlal, because each one maintains his chiyuv of mezumin from his original group. They already finished their meal with the first group. Still, now they're sitting together, they can bench, and they didn't bench yet, they can bench b'mezumin, but they have to bench b'mezumin. Okay. Omar Rava. The lo amran ella de lo agdimu hanach va'azmin olayu beduchtayu. That's only where the original, the original two, or the original three, didn't bench the mezumin in their original place. We'll see what that means in a second. Avo'azmin olayu beduchtayu porach zimu minayu. But if they already benched the mezumin, the original groups, then what's it called? Then there's no more mezumin. Rashi, v'lo amran ella de lo agdimu hanach. Chaburo sheparshu elu mehem va'azmin olayu dahani kagonim hoyu arba b'chol chabura v'nishar b'chol achas kedei zimun v'haporshim halolo ha'yitzrichim lotzes l'shuk kodim shegomru ha'chaburo sesudasum. So Rashi learns talking like this. You had four people in each group, not three. So when this one left, they left still a mezumin. Right? They had to leave early. So they left early, and they got up with other people who left their groups too. So there were three groups, four people in each group, and each one lost one person. And those people then sat together. They were talking at the end of the meal. They didn't bench yet. They didn't eat anything, according to Rashi. And the original groups benched. Now, the mezumin, without them. Once the original groups benched, they don't have a chiyuv mezumin anymore. So they, even though they weren't there, right, they can't bench mezumin anymore with the other two people who came from the other groups. Right? So, but Aval Azmin Olayu, the honey, Kigon Shinitstarfu Elu Imohem Luzimun, Kedamorin Lael, Korin Lo Mazamnin Olav, Ubarhu Achaburos, the Elu Lohayusham, Elakede Nevorech Ubarhu, the Akshav Hain Boim Lavorech, Lo Mazamne, the Porach Minayu Chovazimun, the Sulo Hadar Olayu. Now Rashi says here an extra thing. He says, not talking where the people didn't hear the Zimun. Because then Lechoritz Mashma, that even if the original three benched the mezumin, but this guy didn't hear it, he could still be mitzarif, and has to be mitzarif to mezumin, to the other two that came from similar groups. But if they called to him, okay, and he heard them say mezumin, from where he was, he had to go out to the shuk, but he's close enough, like we had before, that he can answer to them. And he answered, right, so even though we said before, that according to some pshitas, this is Rashi's mashma, the person who's in the shuk, since he's not sitting with them, is not yotzei mezumin. But Lamai said, they're Yotzei Mezumin with him. There's two, and one left, right? They're Yotzei, they're Mezumin, even though he's not sitting with them. But he's not Yotzei Mezumin because he's not sitting with them and benching. All he has to do is hear up until Hazan is Hakol. So if he did that, then he can't bench against Mezumin, and the Mezumin is gone from him. Okay. Omar Rava, Manoah Menala, where do we see a similar thing like this, where if a person had a Chiyu Mezumin, but then something happened that took it away from him, that now he doesn't have a chiyuv anymore. Like this case, he came from a group that had a mezumin, but they then benched the mezumin, even though he wasn't yotzei, but the mezumin disappears. Where do you find a similar kind of thing? Disnan, mita shenignava chetzya, o sheavda chetzya. Oshechalkua achin, oshuthin, tahora. Okay, you had a nita that half of it was stolen. So then it was tame. So now half of it's not fit to be called a mita anymore. Once it loses its shame kli, the tuma goes away. Or half of it was lost. Or it was split up by partners or by yorshim, right? The people inherited this bad, they split it up. Then it's tar. Hechzirua, if they put it back together again, mekabelis tuma mikana lahabas. Mekabel tuma from now on, but not, doesn't get back its old tuma. Mikana lahaba in lemafreya lo. Alma kivin dik palgua parach la tuma mina. Right, since you split it, it lost its tuma, it's not going to get it back. Hachinami kivin da izmon alayu parach zimu mina. Same thing over here. Since they were used, these people, to be mezamin, even though now they came back together to a group of three, and they didn't actually, they never were yotzei mezumin, but they came from an original group that they mezumin went away, doesn't come back on them. Rashi, mita tmeya shenignava chetzya, alma kivin de palgua, paka shem mita mina. It's not a mita anymore. In order to be tame, it has to be a kli. Now it's not a kli anymore. The shem tuma, afogav the hadar hadrua, even though they put it back together, barahi mita, now it's a mita again, lohadra tuma, so the tuma doesn't come back. Hachinami kivin de paka shem shlosha minayu, since the chiyuv of mezumin went away from them, because the other two people were mezamin, right, the pardam, the shem zimun al yadesh zimnu harishonim alehem, the shem zimun went away because the first two people were yotzei their zimun by mitzarif, this third one. Afagav the hadri leklal shem shlosha, even though they got together with two other people, and now they have a new name of a group of three. Lo hadri leklal zimun, the zimun doesn't come back on them. Avakilo izmun lo pokachov zimun mehem, but if they weren't included in a mezumin before, they didn't call to them, then they still remain with their original chiyuv of zimun. And now that they got together with three other people, even though they didn't need anything according to Rashi, that mezumin is still on them, and they have to bench for mezumin. Before they left. Okay, let's go on. Let's see here. Instead of going back to this. Okay, first of all, we have a few cases over here of different kinds of mizumanim, of kaburas that are called the zimun, that this Mishnah comes to tell me. The first one is two groups eating separately in one house, meaning in one room. If some can see some, then you're mitzvarif. The Orzarua is medayik in the name of the Gaonim, that since it says b'bayis echad, right, that it only applies if it's in one room. But if they're in two rooms, then even if some can see some, they're not mitzvarif, and they have to bench each one separately. That's what's it called. That is the sheet of the Gaonim and the Orzarua. The Ramban brings a Yerushalmi who says that even in two rooms, right, even inside and outside, in the two houses, right, you could be mitzvah. And the Ramban asked, by tefillah, it's not like that. If you have half of a minyan in one room and half a minyan in another room, they're not mitzvah, even if some people can see the other. You have to have them all in one place. So he answers that zimun is different than tefillah, because zimun is a concept of coming together to eat together. By tefillah, there's no concept of a chabura by tefillah. So then come together, whatever. So that's one thing. And another thing the Ramban says is, it's a machlokas, bavli and Rishalmi, and Echonami. According to Rishalmi, it would help by tefillah too. And another pshat he says is that it's only for a zimun of three, but not for ten. Well, you have to mention, Shem Hashem, you need a minyan, doesn't help for benching either. But for three, the three commit starif to the other three to bench mezumin together. The Maisa Maskana, he says, that lahalacha, it's only one house. That this helps, some see the others, but in two houses, two rooms, doesn't help. Okay? Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yonah say that it's lav dafka, one room, even two rooms, meaning two houses, is also, what's it called? What? Even two different rooms, you can be mitzaref if some people can see some people. When it says over here, one house, what? No, house over means room. House means a room. So just substitute room for house. Okay, even in two rooms, it makes it better, even two houses, right? You can be mitzvah if some people see some of them. The Orzarua, however, says that in one house, if you have two groups, you don't have to have kavana that they sat down to be mitzvah together. In two houses, you have to have kavana that they meant to eat what's it called as one group. And then you need also the some see some. If you have both conditions, then in two houses it's good, and in one house you only need one condition that they see each other. The Rambam brings down this halacha, brings it down as one room, and what's it called, and lav dafka that they had kavana to begin with, that they wanted to be one group. As long as some people see some people, they're considered like one group. The tour brings down that what's it called, the halacha, that if it's two houses and they have kavana to have sat down to be one group, right, then they're mitzaref. And if it's in one house, the Beis Yosef says, then they don't need kavana. Then as long as some people can see some people, you're also considered one group. The Shulchan Aruch, what's it called, Paskins like the tour, and the Taz and the Gra say also that this only applies, that you need kavana to sit together where it's two houses, in one house not. And the Magen Avraham says that you need the Tanai, in whether it's one house or two houses, you had to have kavana to be one group, to sit down to eat as one group. If you didn't have that kavana, even if they can see each other, you're not mitzaref as one group. How do we paskin l'maisa? Pashas like the Shulchan Aruch l'chatchil, like the Beis Yosef, that you don't need that tnai l'chatchil, make mitzaref. Right. Like the Taz and the Gro, that you don't need the tnai if it's one house, only if it's two houses.
I had a case recently in a restaurant, and there was a guy at another table who wanted to join our Zoom. And so according to this, it's fine. We didn't have kavana. We ate in the same place.
Same place, right. Right. You can see each other, yeah. Okay. The Rashbash, maybe that, I don't know if that would be the same thing. The Rashbash says, and this is Taka the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like this, that's only where you have Kedei Zimud in both places. In other words, you have three and three.
You have three and he was alone.
No, that's no good. Three and three, so then you can mitzvah if the two is one group. But if there's not Kedei Zimun in both places to make a mezumin, right? In other words, he didn't have a mezumin b'chlal, then he's not mitzvah.
Oh, he's not mitzvah?
No. And the Prima the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like this Rashbash, that what's it called? That the Rashba holds, even there's not Kedei Zimun, but the Mishnah Berurah Paskins has to be three and three, not one and two or whatever, and even three and one mistama not either. But the shamis is mitzaref, like we said, even though he didn't eat. The same thing goes with mavorich. If the guy who's going to bench is in between the two groups, he also is mitzaref them into one group. But it's only where there's two groups that had a chiyuv of mezumin. I'm not sure what would be like your case, where there's one group that's chayiv in a zimun. We're not talking about two and one. We're talking about three and one. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay.
Five and five.
What?
Five and five.
Yeah, that was the same thing.
No.
Oh, to say Shem Hashem. According to this, not. According to the Rashbash, it wouldn't be good. It'd be the same thing as when there was no Chiyuv Mezumin to begin with. Okay. Let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Beis Chaburos. Tana im yesh shamash b'neihem shamash mitzarfa. There's a shamish between them. The shamish is mitzaref them. The same thing goes if the mavorich is between them. Right? The guy who's going to bench, he is, this group can see the mavorich and the other group can see the mavorich. Then they, what's it called, he's mitzaref them together. Tana Rabbanan. Yayin ad shelo nitan letocho mayim ein mavorichin l'boi pri agafen el boi pri eitz. The thick, syrupy wine they used to have, right, until you put water in it and diluted it, you only make a boi pri eitz, not a boi pri agafen. The notli mentally a dayim, and you're allowed to use it to wash until it's a dayim, because it's not considered wine. Okay? Mishinasim latocho mayim, when you put water into it, then mevorchim la bori pregothen, you make a bori pregothen, the ain notli mentally a dayim, divre belezer, and then you can't use it for washing anymore. We'll see that other girsos over here, but this is the girsa that Rashi has, that when you didn't dilute it, it's not considered wine, and you can use it for washing until it's a dayim. And you don't make a bari pri hagotha, only a bari pri eitz. Where it's diluted, it has a din of wine on it, you make a bari pri hagotha, and you can't use it for until it's a dayim.
V'chachomim
omrim, washing with wine instead of water. V'chachomim omrim, ben kach uven kach, mevorchen la bari pri hagotha. And the Chachamim hold, either way, whether you've diluted it or not, even on the syrup, you make a bari peragothen. There ain't no tulin mentally a diamond. You can't use it for until it's a diamond. Either way. Kiman az lahada omer Shmuel. Who does this, what Shmuel said, go according to? Rebbe Lezer of the Chachamim. Also, Adam called Tzracha Bepas. Right, that a person is allowed to use bread for any other purpose that he needs, even if it's not eating purposes. Notice you're allowed to use bread for something other than eating. Kaman, Rebbe Lezer, just like Rebbe Lezer says, you're allowed to use wine for netilas yadayim, right? Right. You're allowed to, what's it called, use wine, even though it's food, for something other than food purposes. So too, you're also allowed to use bread for other than food purposes. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Chanina, Modim Chachom L'Rebbe Lezer B'Koshel Bracha, She'en Mevorchim L'Avat Shitin Tochamayim. My time, Omer Rav Oshia, Bo'ina Mitzvah Na'Muvchar. The Chachomim hold that you can't use syrupy wine for Koshel Bracha until you put water in it, because there you need a Mitzvah Na'Muvchar. But Stam, to drink wine, syrupy wine, what's it called, without diluting it, and make a Bari Pre'agafen, you do make a Bari Pre'agafen. So Rabbanan Lamai Chazi, Lamai said, why did the, how did the Rabbanan call this syrupy wine, wine? What's it fit for? That people don't drink it like that. So Mara says, Chazi Likuraiti. No, they use it in making an molin or other kinds of things where you use the syrupy wine, you mix it with other things, and then they drink it like that. So since it's fit to be used for these other things, it has a din of wine, according to the Chachamim. We'll see one second that the machlokas, how that, what that means. Rashi, Ein Mevorach L'Bari Pre'agafen, L'Fi Shehoya Yeinam Chazek Mo, their wine was very concentrated. The Ein Roy L'Shtia B'Lo Mayim, it wasn't really drinkable without diluting it. Hilka Chakati Lo Ishtin L'Malyusa, therefore, until you diluted it, it wasn't really wine that was better than grapes. The Lo Zazmi Berkos HaShon, it remains with the first bracha, it's like grapes, didn't become wine yet. V'Arihu Kanovim, it's like grapes, the Berkos HaShon Pre'o Eitz. Vinotli mimenuli adayim, the shame mayim alav, the may peiros be alma mikri. Right? It's not yet wine, so what is it? It's juice. And juice is like water. Right? If it's not wine, then it has a din of other juices. So Rashi is mashma, that any other juice you could wash netilas adayim with. You don't need water. May peiros is also called water. Right? All juices, if they're not wine, right, or oil, but oil you can't wash your hands with. Well, anyway, but if it's not wine, then it's fruit juice. Fruit juice is just water. So you could wash your hands with it. That's what until Shadayim. That's what Rashi seems to say. Mishanasa latocha mayim, shem yayin olav. Once you put water in, now it's called wine. It's not water anymore. Now it's wine. The ain notanela b'mayim. You need water. But fruit juices are called water. Okay. Lashan acher, hachi garsinon, yayin atchelonasa latocha mayim, Mevorchim ala bari priya eitz, the ein notlin heimenu liyadayim. There's another girsa, Rashi says, and that girsa is just the opposite. Wine that is not diluted. Okay, you don't make a bari priya gefen, you only make a bari priya eitz, and you're not allowed to use it for washing. Okay, because there's no water in it. It's pure wine, therefore it's not water, so you can't use it for washing. Misha nasan latocho mayim, once you put water into it, and then you make a bari priagothen. The notlin emeni, and you could use it for washing because it has water in it. That's the other girsa, almost the opposite of what Rashi said. Divrei Rebbe Lezer, b'chachomer benka chovenka mevorchen la bari priagothen. The ain notlin emeni yadayim. And the chachom hold either way you can't use it for netilas yadayim, and either way you make a bari priagothen. V'tamayu de rabbanim mishum hefset ochlin. The reason the rabbanim hold that you can't use it for washing, not because it's not fit for washing. It is fit for washing. It has water in it. Right. The reason is because you can't waste food. Right? You're taking something that's food and using it for washing. That's not proper. Kach matzasi b'halachas gedolos, etzel kiddush v'havdala, ubotakti b'tosefta v'lo garsina b'hachi, elekamosha b'sfarim. The Gros Taka says that he has a girsa in the tosefta like the Bahag, but that's the sheet of the Bahag. So the Bahag holds that, the Rebbe Lezer holds that until you dilute it, you can't wash. Only after you dilute it could you wash. The Chachamim hold, theoretically, you could wash with it also, but you're not allowed to because you're wasting the food. Okay. Rebbe Lezer, Domer Noklin, Emenu Liyadayim, Velo Chayish, Lefzer Oklin. Rebbe Lezer holds, you're allowed to use wine to wash with. If it has water in it, or according to Rashi, if it doesn't have water in it, right? Either way, and you're not choshish for the fact that you're wasting the food. You can use food for other than food purposes. And the Chachamim hold, no, you can't. You can use food for food, you can't waste food. Lamai chazi l'shtia, the mevorchim l'birchas hayayin. According to the Rabbanan, what is undiluted wine fit for, that you can make a bracha bori pragofen, l'kuraiti, faishon balaz, l'oshen chachomim anomolis va'alonosis. These are different kinds of concoctions that have this syrupy wine in it, and other kinds of besomim or whatever that they used to drink as a concoction, and there you use the thick wine. Okay. Just what's it called? A few different shitas over here. Rashi says that what's it called? That this is anamolin. Namiri says that sometimes they drink this undiluted wine with very sharp things. Very sharp things. They drank even very thick wine with it. The Rashba says that you only make a bori priagofen on the undiluted wine, according to the Chachamim, if you're using it in kuraiti, what we had before with shemen zayis. If you mix the shemen zayis with other things, then you make a bracha on the shemen zayis. But just because it's fit to be mixed with other things, if you drink it by itself, you don't make the bori priagofen shemen zayis. Tosis holds that since there's a way of drinking this wine where it's drinkable, even if you drink it without that way, it still has a din of what's it called, of yayin, and that's how we paskin. That we don't have this wine anyway, but we had that undiluted wine. Since there's a way that you could drink it, right, then even if you drink it stam, you make a boy, it still has a din of yayin on it. Okay. Okay, let's go on. What? We'll say. We'll get to the Meiperos later when we finish the whole sugya over here. Probably get to it tomorrow. Let's just finish the sugya. Because there's more to hear coming of when you're allowed to use food for other things or when not. Tana Rabbanan. Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Pas. Four things were said about bread. Ein menichim basar chai ala pas. You can't put raw meat on the bread because it makes it disgusting, right? The juice from the meat goes into the bread and it's not edible anymore. The ein mavirin kos mole ala pas. You don't pass a full cup over the bread because inevitably it's going to spill on it and it's going to become disgusting. The ein zorkin es pas. You don't throw bread. The ein somchin es ka'ara pas. And you don't use bread to support a plate or a pot or whatever. We'll see the different opinions. Here also could be because what's the contents of the pot may spill over onto the bread and ruin it. Amemru Marzutra Ravashi Korchu Rifza Bahadei Adodi. Amemru Marzutra and Ravashi ate together. Aisilu Kamayu Tamri V'rimoni. And so they brought them dates and pomegranates. Shokul Marzutra Posek L'Kamei. Marzutra took, somebody threw it to the other ones. He threw them some dates and pomegranates. The Kamed Ravashi. The Kamed Ravashi distana. He threw him a few dates. Omer Lelo, Sover Lamar, Lahadatanya in Zorkinus Ochlin. Right? Don't you hold that you're not allowed to throw food? Right? He threw him some dates. Don't you know you're not allowed to throw food? Where it says, Ahiba Pas, Tanya. That's only by bread. Bread is chosh if you don't throw it around. But dates you can throw. I bought Tanya, Kashem Shane Zorkin as a pascake in Ozers Oakland. We have another brisa that says, just like you're not allowed to throw bread, you're not allowed to throw other food either. Amarlei, bought Tanya, Apopi Shane Zorkin as a pas, Abba Zorkin as Oakland. I have another brisa that says, even though you're not allowed to throw bread, you're allowed to throw other food. Ela Lokasha. Lokasha. Hob immediate the Mamayas, Hob immediate the Lomamayas. It depends. Bread you can't throw. You'll see that's simply what it seems to mean. Bread you can't throw even if it won't get ruined. Stop to throw bread. Bread's too harsh to throw around. But other foods you're allowed to throw as long as they won't get ruined. But if they'll get ruined, they'll become disgusting, then you can't throw other food either. Tana Rabbanan, Mamshich in Yayim Bitsinoros of Nechosim Vekala, Vizorkin Lithneim Kloyos Vegozim Bimosachama, Avalobi Mosakshamim. Right? They used to take pipes and pour wine through the pipes in front of a chasam kala. We'll see as a machlokas that we'll get to tomorrow, whether the wine went to waste or they recycled the wine. It was still drinkable. It just went through the pipes and then they put it back in the barrel or whatever. But the lice, it was like throwing the wine in front of a chasam kala. The same thing, they used to throw nuts and toasted corn or whatever in front of the Chasen Kalas, a siman of a bracha, but only in the summer, not in the winter when it was muddy. And they didn't throw cake, not in summer or winter, because cake gets disgusted. If you got stuff falls on the floor, nobody's going to eat the cake. But nuts, if it falls on the floor, people still eat it. But if it gets full of mud, then people don't eat it. So in the summer, when there's no mud, it's okay to throw the nuts, right, or the parched things. And in the winter, it's also to throw anything, because it gets ruined. Kirashi. Ein mavirin kos mole alapash, lo yishpach alapash, etei apas bezuya. That the kos shouldn't spill on the bread, and the bread becomes disgusting. Pasak zorak distana, belaz monashal basar. Ah, he threw him a piece of meat, cooked meat. That's distant. He threw him a piece of cooked meat. Meaty the mamayish, and mismayach b'zikasa. It gets disgusting. It gets crushed when it's thrown. Kigon te'enim, shabishlu, like cooked dates. They're very soft. If you throw them, they get disgusting. Kotsovetusin. The lo mamayish, rimon, the egos. If you throw a pomegranate, which is hard, or nuts, the chol davar kasha doesn't get disgusting if you throw it. Mamshich and yayim b'tzinoros, mishum simen tov. It's a good simon. The ain't time mishum bizayin behetzed lefish mekavim also barosh pitzin or bichli. It used to recycle the wine. Rashi says so. It's not bizoy, even though you're throwing it in front of the chasen kala, but you're recycling it so it doesn't get disgusting. B'mosacham ashein kit bedrachim. Whether b'mosacham when there's no mud, then you can throw these things. Avalo gluskos can never throw cake. Shari ab b'mosacham ahein nimosim b'zrikasa, because rolls or cake or whatever gets disgusting even in the summer if it falls on the floor.